True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Well, our second date update this week, Deshaun was turned off by Jenna and the way she ate her chicken wings, because she would just put one chicken wing in her mouth and just strip the meat off, and there she is like a caveman with a bone.
I think that's pretty impressive.
Yeah, I do too. And it had to make some unusual noise when you're doing that. It's probably slurping or something.
Or something.
Yeah.
He didn't say anything about it.
He didn't, but what I want to bring up has to do with that. So how do you handle when there are annoying sounds around you?
Put my headphones on.
Okay, that's actually a good thing to do.
Because there's a lot in here.
Okay, all right. So they say when it comes to sounds, these are experts, they can drive you crazy, like loud chewing was one of them, sniffling. A lot of times in here, it's clearing throats before the microphone. It could be loud phone conversations, anything like that. But they say it could be even obviously in the office. We got all those open layouts now and formats with the cubicles. Mm-hmm. But the etiquette experts say that they have designed a flow chart guide to when to confront anybody that has a loud chewing or an annoying noise or sound. I'll get to that in just a second. Okay. So the experts also say you need to distinguish between habits someone can fix or personal traits that are impossible or very hard to change for that person, and don't confront someone unless the annoying noise is a pattern.
Yeah, tell them to go to the doctor.
What okay. if they don't listen?
They say, though, if it happens once or twice, you know, just let them slide at that point. So the flow chart is like this. They say don't be aggressive, for sure, no. If you do confront the person. Always keep it light, and it's best to do it in person.
See, that's where I fail, because I will bottle it up and not say anything, and then it's weeks at a time of hearing the same, like, and finally I'm like, would you go to the doctor? And then I'm like, let me bring it back down.
She's talking about you.
Okay.
No, just in general.
I think the thing is you're trying to be nice at first. And yeah. So you keep holding off. And then finally you do get frustrated.
Yeah.
Well, and I think a lot of it, you know, we get up early, you shower, you come in, and it's like everything's draining. So I'm over here blowing my nose and coughing up loogies.
Yeah.
Once I get that out, I'm fine. Uh-huh. Get me some coffee in me. Yeah.
What's been tough for me is Kate always gets mad when I eat something crunchy. And I chew with my mouth closed. I just have very thin skin around my mouth, and so I have thin cheeks.
Yeah.
And I will say, I don't hear it anymore. So I love that you get a Hardee's biscuit versus the cheese balls.
That kind of fills me up, and I'm not snacking as much.
Yesterday it was Tory crunching over here. I'm not sure.
I don't even remember.
See, I didn't even notice that either. I think you're very sensitive to crunches.
And yeah. I have very thin cheeks.
Yeah. It's a syndrome.
I worked with a guy that would eat. We'd go to lunch together on our lunch breaks, and you'd take a metal fork, and he would drag it through his teeth.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And every bite, he was dragging that fork through his teeth. I had to quit the job.
Wow.
Yes, he just got on my nerves.
That's one way to handle it.
Yep.
So the etiquette experts have a flow chart for you. For example, can the problem be solved in less than 5 minutes? You got a yes or no option there. So they say no. If you say no, learn to deal with it. Can you do this? And then if you say no again, they say, if it's a really big deal, consider talking to HR about it.
Okay. Wow.
That's serious.
Yeah.
Okay.
Could you imagine getting called into HR for the way you chew?
Yeah. All right. So can the problem be solved in less than 5 minutes? You say yes to that. It says, has it happened more than 3 times? So all the things that we mentioned here, yes, it has on the show.
I think we should just start doing it the same way you train a cat. We just bring in a spray bottle, and every time someone does something annoying, they just get sprayed.
Okay.
That might work.
We'd be soaking wet.
Has it happened more than 3 times? If you say no, see if it persists. Meanwhile, try some earbuds or, you know, headphones like you mentioned.
Yeah.
If you do say yes to that, they say, is it affecting your concentration when they are making all these noises?
Of course it is. That's why you're upset.
Okay. So if it's affecting your concentration, if you say no, they say focus on something and move on. If you say yes to if it's affecting your concentration, how well do you know the person? Is it, you know, somebody at Starbucks, you're inside a restaurant or something? Yeah. Are you at work? Are you at home maybe? You know, just hanging out on the couch and making these noises. So they ask, how well do you know the person? Are they easily embarrassed or shy when you call them out? That's something to consider. And you got a yes or no to that. So if you say yes, they are easily embarrassed or shy, confront them, they say, via text. And if not, they say confront them in person.
So when you're sitting there next to each other in the cubicle, yeah. You just text them and you're like, you're the most annoying person. And then just lock eyes and wait for the text to send.
You can do that. Or you can say, hey, can you turn your volume down on that crunching?
This is too long.
Okay. It is.
I think you just yell from your cubicle, stop it!
Well, anyway.
I'm going to send this to my dad. He works with someone who apparently burps a lot.
Oh, wow.
They sit right next to each other, and the guy just goes, it's like this gaggy burp that he does all day. And my dad comes home, and he'll be like, oh, my gosh, I'm about to lose. I'm going to send him this flow chart.
There you go.
So, oh, my. Hopefully
we've helped today.
Good luck.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
You know, the movie Sixth Sense, the big thing was this little kid said he could see dead people that didn't know they were dead. And then someone made a shirt that I thought was really good, and it says, I see dumb people, and they don't even know they're dumb. Well, it turns out this is actually true. They just did a survey. They found that 6% of Americans think their IQ is below average. But in reality, 50% are below average.
Huh.
The system is designed so that average is 100, and either side of that is above or below average, and half of the people are below average. That's the mathematic rule.
Ignorance is bliss.
But no one knows they're dumb.
I think there's a difference in intelligence. You can have the Albert Einsteins that don't know how to do daily life.
Like Ty Shue.
Yeah. So I think that there's differences in IQ, and I don't think that score really says enough about somebody.
And truthfully, there are moments where I know where I fall on that scale. There are no questions.
Well, the problem is we have people running around that are stupid and don't know they're stupid. And they are on social media telling everyone all the things that they think is right, and they know the answers, and they don't even know that they shouldn't be weighing in to begin with.
But you don't think there's people running around thinking they're intelligent and smart and knows everything, and they're really not?
That's exactly what I'm saying.
In a different way.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
I just dropped.
So 39% think they're right around average. 46% think they're above average. And 8% think they're way smarter than most people.
And people think they are.
Uh-huh. That's right, Kato. I think the really bad thing is not just that, I mean, we know half the people aren't as bright as the other half, but that they think they're super bright.
Yeah.
And they run around, you know, on social media telling people stuff, and people start to think, oh, well, a lot of people think this, maybe it's right, but they aren't the people that are smart.
I think we could all use a big dose of humility sometimes. And I think it's good sometimes when they do argue to show the person, you know, online or whatever. It's like, hey, you're she keeps laughing about that.
I don't even know what I said. I still don't know what I said.
Running down my face right now. I'm trying to get it together.
But it's like you try to call those people out and they get furious. It's like they have no humility at all going, you know what? Maybe I could be wrong.
Right.
Yeah. And I think that would be good for, and I'm talking about me too, everybody.
And the weird thing is, I feel like I can be convinced I'm wrong very quickly.
Yeah.
Even something I know, right. If someone argues with me, I'm like, oh, maybe I don't know.
And quite frankly, you know what? You know you can't know everything about everything. So no one knows that. No one's like that.
You only know that you don't know.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, okay.
I'm not sure he knows.
I can help out
maybe
this morning.
We can laugh at her now. Okay.
I can help out because I have some ways to tell if your IQ is not as high as you think.
All right.
All right. If the only thing you got on your SAT test was drool, you might not be as smart as you think you are.
Hey, honestly, this is a serious question. What's the highest you can make on an SAT?
I believe it's 1,600 or 1,500.
Why do you
I think it's 1,600.
And I think you get 200 for writing your name. So I got at least 200.
Yeah.
All right. Ways you can tell if your IQ is not as high as you think. Whenever anyone throws a tennis ball, you go and bring it back in your mouth.
Okay. How about if you just go get it and give it to them?
Okay.
It's still the same thing.
If the only thing you've ever read are the instructions on a shampoo bottle.
Oh.
Wash, rinse, repeat.
There you go. If your Google search history is just how to get gum out of my hair 8,000 times.
Oh, my.
Well, maybe you have a bully.
Well, that's a lot. 8,000. I'm like, you know, 12. And that's not as bad, right?
Signs your IQ may not be as high as you think. You keep whipping the refrigerator door open to try to catch the little man who turns the light on.
He's in there somewhere.
A little fairy, a little fridge fairy is what I call him.
And finally, signs your IQ is not as high as you think. You enjoy our show.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
I was telling you, today is Nacho Day. We must love our nachos. 80% approval rating is good enough to make nachos actually our favorite Mexican food.
I think nachos, I mean, it's an appetizer a lot of times, but it is so many choices of how you load it up and what you pick on it.
Chicken, beef.
I'm saying even after the nacho comes out, you can still kind of pick what things you want to be on your nacho.
Well, they were asking about favorite Mexican food. They didn't put tacos on the list because everybody says tacos is their favorite Mexican food.
Why wouldn't they have put it on there?
I think because that is the favorite.
Well, why not say this is the list of everyone's favorite Mexican foods except for nachos or tacos or whatever it
is. Okay, because I didn't say it that way.
It's just stupid. That's dumb.
Here's what I will do.
Yeah.
Tacos is everybody's favorite Mexican food. Nachos was number two on the list. 80% of us like nachos.
That's good. You can pick and choose what you want.
I already said that. Burritos. 79% of the people said that was their favorite Mexican restaurant food.
A burrito is good. And I like the chimichanga, which is basically a fried burrito.
Oh, that was not even mentioned. The chimichanga was not on here.
Chimichanga.
Yes. Quesadillas was number three, 77%.
God, have mercy on his soul.
Fajitas.
Okay, just stop.
No, quesadillas, they were number three. And then fajitas, which I do love in the Mexican restaurants.
Oh, yeah.
When they bring them out, it's like,
sizzling plate.
And
you get
that,
a facial.
Yeah. It is almost like you're in a sauna because if they pass by close enough to your table, you get that steam from the fajitas.
And they set it down and they're always like, hot plate, don't touch it. And I'm like, okay, yeah, I am. And then I'm like, ow, why'd I do that?
Well, the fajitas, they're still cooking.
It feels
crazy
like it.
Is that they touch it. So you're like, oh, it can't be that hot. And you're like, they got gloves or something built in.
And then number five was salsa. That's their favorite Mexican food.
That's kind of a pathetic choice for food.
I agree.
I don't know. know, though. Have you ever had the blackened salsa from Senior Salsa?
Mm. Shouldn't you at least call it chips and salsa?
Gosh, I think I could fill up on that. It's so good.
Mm. I'll say this. Salsa sometimes can disappoint, like, because it's different at every Mexican restaurant. Mm-hmm. There's not a lot of consistencies there, because sometimes you'll get salsa, and you take a bite, and it tastes like dishwater.
Ew. Yes.
And I'm like, that is salsa dishwater right there.
Yeah, I don't know if sometimes it's like old cilantro or something that throws it off.
I think it is the cilantro that gives it the dishwater taste. I'm not even joking.
It's like, could you imagine being at the sink and you got dishwater with bubbles there and you're dipping your nachos that?
But it is a thing. Some people have a gene that turns it makes it taste like soap in their mouth.
That's the way it is for me. Mm-hmm. I don't like cilantro.
Oh my gosh, I love it.
Now, this one surprised me because he said a top five most popular dishes of all types. Number one was chocolate chip cookies.
I hate cookies.
All right, let's not get into that. Yeah.
We know, Ken. Yeah, we know.
Now, I don't believe this either. Number two was lasagna. 82% said lasagna, favorite foods of all time.
Pizza should have been number one.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's just a universal. Anyone picks up a slice of pizza and likes
it. But if I go to an Italian restaurant, I'm most likely going to get lasagna.
Right, but you're just talking about favorite.
I see. Yeah, I don't know. I feel like lasagna can be not so great sometimes.
Sometimes it can be
bad. It can
bad
be great or it can be not so great.
Exactly. Yeah.
Most popular dishes of all types, bacon and eggs, number three. 80% of the people saying that.
Bacon and eggs.
Bacon and eggs.
See, I prefer sausage.
Sometimes it's the eggs. They're too eggy.
Number four, nachos. 80% of people said nachos.
I feel like we had this conversation.
Yes. I'm gonna have a nervous breakdown.
And then number five was spaghetti and meatballs.
Oh, wow. That's kids voting.
Where's hamburgers? Where's French fries?
Chicken nuggets.
Yes.
Okay.
Lobster.
Lobster, I think. There's people who just don't like it, so it's kind of interesting. It's expensive and it's special, but you got weirdos who don't like it.
It's really good when you dip it and get all the butter stuff on it, and then you can barely even taste the lobster, but you taste all the butter.
The lobster taste. It's like a scallop. It's got a sweetness to it.
It's the texture. It's kind of like, you know, when they show you the videos of, like, what your fat looks like? Like, this is your fat.
Oh, my gosh.
And it's like that jiggly thing. It's like when you bite into a lobster, that's when I feel like I'm biting into.
No, it doesn't. Fat's got that gristly taste. Lobster's nice and perfectly munchy.
Now, I know people that love crab legs but don't like the lobster because
I just don't like the work.
I love crab legs too.
I enjoy the work on
the oysters. We've talked about that before. I don't like slurping on those. Yes,
ooh, they're so good. I don't even care.
I do like them steamed though. I don't like them.
It's like, what part of the clam was that? That's the clam's throat is what
it's
that was.
It's not a clam. It's an oyster.
An oyster, whatever it is.
Clams are good.
You open up that little mouth, and that's what it is. It's just a big old clam loogie is what that is.
It's an oyster.
An oyster loogie, sorry. Yeah,
clams are a whole different thing.
Mm-hmm. You got to add a saltine cracker and some cocktail sauce to it.
I know. Cocktail sauce makes it.
Cocktail sauce can be different in different restaurants.
Well, mm-hmm. You cover up the taste is what you do. Same thing you do with a salad. You drown it with ranch dressing. You don't want to taste the vegetables.
There is no taste to the vegetables.
I'm eating healthy. A big salad and a whole bottle of ranch.
Light ranch.
Well, here is Bob Marley talking about his nachos.
You ever eat nachos? That's competitive eating. Isn't it? The minute they put the nachos on the table, everybody becomes an enemy. Right? Because there's all different kinds of nachos. Right? You ever see those naked ones around the perimeter? Then there's that one big Powerball nacho. It somehow is connected to all the other nachos on the plate. It's like the Kevin Bacon of nachos. And you think in your head, that's probably my nacho. I'm lucky like that.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Big deal brands are on sale right now at Designer Shoe Warehouse. Save up to 25% on select styles from the brands on everyone's list, like Nike, Adidas, New Balance, Crocs, Reebok, and more. Because the only thing we love more than dropping a name is dropping a price. You don't want to miss this one. These brands are almost never on sale. So shop the DSW Holiday Name Drop Sale today at your DSW store or dsw.com.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Time for a crank call with Thelma Hollister today. We got a call to the South Carolina DOT.
Okay.
Well, not we, but Thelma does, because apparently she hit a deer.
Oh.
Yeah.
Why? How did she hit a deer? She wasn't paying attention?
Well, the deer are crossing at this deer crossing sign near her house, and I guess because the deer can read it. They just need to move the sign because these deer keep reading that sign and crossing right at that area.
Well, they're like, this is where we're supposed to cross. Yeah, the sign says so.
Exactly.
Yeah, so, I get it.
Yeah. So let's see what happens this morning. Here we go. It's unfortunate. Hit that deer. Had a little deer funeral. Side of the road.
It's a great day in South Carolina.
Oh, it is.
Thank you for calling the SCDOT Customer Service Center. If you are calling about a driver's license, vehicle registration, license tag, or title, please press 1. If you are calling about a USDOT number, press 2. For all other questions, press 3.
Good morning. May I help you?
Yes. Hello there. My name's Thelma Hollister, Hollister. I'm 83 years old. And I'm calling about a deer crossing sign. I didn't know who to call, dear, so I just called you.
What county is this in, Miss Hollister?
This is going to be in Greenville County.
Okay, are you requesting that one be put in place?
Now, here's the thing, dear. Right down the road from me, we have one of those deer crossing signs, and I keep seeing a lot of deer around there. And matter of fact, I was driving to church this past week, and I hit a deer with my Kawa. And Harold, he took it to the body shop. It did $500 worth of damage. And I thought, it's just a dangerous place because these deer keep crossing the road right there. And I didn't know we need to have someone maybe move the sign to a different place so those deer won't know to cross the right there.
The deer crossing sign is not for the deer. It's for the motorists.
No, because the deer, they know the cross right there. I see them all the time. They're like, oh, there's a deer crossing sign. I can cross right here, but they shouldn't do it. It's dangerous. I bet you they've been about 5 deer hit via.
But the deer crossing sign is for the motorist. It's to warn the motorist that that's where the deer may be crossing. The deer can't read the sign.
Are you sure?
Yes, ma'am. I'm certain.
That just doesn't seem logical to me. It seems to me like the deer... Because you see a lot of them over there, like you have the mommy deers and then the baby deers and then the daddy deers, and they're like, oh, they're wanting to cross the road. So they walk up the road, and finally they see that sign, that deer crossing sign, and say, oh, here, honey, this is where we need to cross over.
And no, the mommy deer didn't tell the baby deer to cross there. The deer crossing signs are for the motorists, to warn the motorists that the deer may be crossing there.
Oh, you're just joshing me.
No, ma'am, I'm not.
I think you are.
No, ma'am, I'm not.
But don't you think, though, and I don't mean to take up your time, but don't you think if they moved that deer crossing sign, the deer would stop crossing the road right via?
No, ma'am, I'm certain. That sign is there to advise the motoring public. The deer are going to cross wherever they want to cross because that's nature taking its course.
Nature taking its course. They're not going to pee-pee right there, are they? I don't want to see
I don't know much about wildlife.
Yeah. We don't need
I don't
any.
I know much about deer.
Yeah, we don't need any deer peeing signs right there. That would be gross. If they let nature take its course. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. All right. Well, you've been helpful, so they ain't going to move that sign.
No, I'm sorry, Miss Hollister.
All right. So we just need to pay attention to what you're saying, and the driver pays attention. Oh, I guess that makes sense once you think about it.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, I kind of feel silly right now. You probably think I'm dumb.
No, ma'am, I don't.
Yes,
I'm
do.
Glad you called to inquire.
Yeah, well, you've been very helpful. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, poor Thelma. She's going to get right one of these days. That's your crank call this week here on the Hawk and Tom Show. Hey, be careful. Those deer are out now.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select 1-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.